Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Movie Maidens Podcast. You are, as always, joined by your hosts, me, Dorza,
Morgan,
Margot.
And today we have a very, very special guest with us, our dear friend Parker.
Hello. Temporary movie maiden for just today.
Honorary movie maiden.
Honorary movie
yes,
maiden.
Yes, yes, of course.
Page of the movie maidens.
Now, as is tradition with all of our guests, go ahead and name every movie you've ever seen.
Okay, let's see. Lego Movie.
Uh-huh.
The live-action Dora movie.
Wow.
Oh.
I think I saw Storks.
Oh,
Andy
Samberg. I love Storks.
Okay, oh. Storks. Love that.
And that's it. All right. That was a good show, guys.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Parker, for joining us. And we'll see you guys next time. But today's topic, or today's scary topic that we've brought on our friend for, is slasher films.
Hence
slasher
the films. Intro.
Yes, very hence exciting. The psycho strings. So I thought we could just, you know, go around and maybe say our favorite slasher film.
Yeah. Parker, Ooh. Do you want to go first as our guest?
I would love to go first. So I was gatekeeping this before the show because I wanted it to remain a mystery. I have two that hold a very special place in my heart, but I'm going to go with the original, very much the original Black Christmas. That's my favorite. I think it is... It's perfection. It's everything you want in a slasher. It's a really like beautiful setting that gets defamiliarized throughout the film and turns into like a dark, horrible, horrible place. Some of the best, most effective kills ever, especially with like just like everyday household items, like the paper bag kill. They cut back to that, the aftermath of that kill like five times, and every time it somehow gets scarier. And it originated, you know, like kind of the twist slasher. So, you know, I love that movie.
Wow, great answer.
Great.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. We're on Family Feud,
thanks,
actually.
Steve Harvey.
Low-key, a crazy pick, though, for like a podcast where it's just women, though.
Yeah. All those women who get murdered is fucking awesome.
And let me tell you guys, that's the best part of the film.
I was like, fuck, yes, and it's Canadian.
Favorite part.
It is. Oh. Filmed in Toronto.
Let's go.
One of the stars from Going Down the Road is the cop.
Literally.
Wow.
You okay, Canadian film reference. Yeah. I love to see it.
Which one of you wants to go?
Morganza?
Oh, let me think. I guess I could be basic. I could be the basic one, and I could say Scream.
That's real. Okay. That's
good answer. Good answer.
But
that's because it's fun, and it is like, it like when it was made, it was like satire. Now I feel like it's not, but like at the time, it was very much like self-reflexive and commenting on all that good stuff.
It became the very thing that it
literally
swore to
it literally did
rid of this earth.
Yeah, but I like it. It's fun. I haven't seen it in a really long time, but so maybe I'm fake.
You saw it in theaters in 1999.
Yes,
I did.
It was all of our sweet 16.
I have no idea what year that came out.
I forget too. Margo?
I was just scrambling on my phone because I don't really have one. Maybe like I'll also be basic and be like the original Halloween, but maybe Halloween 2, because me and Parker were literally just talking about Halloween 2 right before
we
the
love
podcast.
Halloween 2.
I love Halloween 2. Yes, I will defend Halloween 2 with my life. I'll sacrifice my life for Halloween 2. Here's why hospital is best setting for horror movies.
The new film's biggest sin is that they erased it from the canon, which is unacceptable.
Literally. It's because of the twist. We'll get into this later. Dorsa.
Honestly, guys, I don't watch a lot of slashers, but I low-key think my favorite slasher is Spree.
That's real. I love Spree. That's also one of my favorites.
I know we can't talk too much about it because our dear friend Parker here has not
seen
the freaking film.
I also haven't seen it. In case you guys,
that actually surprises me a lot. That you haven't seen it.
I love Joe Keery. I want to see it. I actually don't know why I haven't.
Bro, you need to see it. It's so good.
I know that I would like it too. It seems right up my alley.
Bro, literally, at one point, he's like killing someone with his car as he does throughout mm-hmm. the movie. And he's like live streaming it as he does throughout the movie. And like the comments are like, come to Brazil.
It's so funny.
It's such a funny film, bro. So, what's up first?
Okay. So, did we all say our favorite?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. We were the last one.
Well, I'm happy to say that my favorite movie is Spree. Favorite slasher film, that is.
Favorite movie of all time.
Okay. Now, another question I wanted to ask you guys is, what do you think is, like, genuinely, like, the scariest slasher, like, character? Like, who would you actually, like, let's say you're walking home down a dark alley, who would you be the most terrified to see at the other end?
That's a great question.
Ooh.
For me, I think the one that I absolutely would, like, the one that, like, I think has given me the most anxiety when I'm not, like, sitting down watching the film, like, I'm just thinking about it in my day-to-day life, is Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
And the only reason for that is because of, like, the dream thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that, actually. Like, after, yeah.
Yeah, there's just that element of, like fantasism that really freaks me out.
Yeah, like, after I watched it, like, obviously, I was like, oh, this is from the 80s. This looks kind of ridiculous, and it's kind of funny to watch. But I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, oh, man. Like, he comes in through your dreams, and I have such vivid dreams. I was always like, this is the end.
Every time I was taking a bath.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually real.
No, that you know what?
Good answer.
Good answer.
I need to add that onto the soundboard. I haven't honestly given this too much thought, but I will say what I think everyone should be scared of is Michael Myers, because mm-hmm. that motherfucker doesn't die. He literally just doesn't die.
Well, you should see Halloween Ends.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight.
He's a great answer, and then you watch Halloween Ends, and you're like, oh, he's just an old fuck.
He's still scary, though. He still fucks shit up. No matter how old he gets, he's still killing people.
Halloween, like, kills Michael Myers.
Age doesn't seem to weaken him, and age is weakening me, and I'm not that old.
He's the only one that can pull out a Desert Eagle and just fucking blast you in the face.
Dude, bruh. He killed someone with, like, a car door. Yeah, didn't he?
Well, mm-hmm. she had a Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
He kicked it in her face and she shot herself.
What? Yeah.
John Wick.
I love that kill.
Michael Myers.
Yeah. Such a good one.
Man, oh man. What about you, Margo? Who would you be most?
Low-key.
Terrified.
I was thinking maybe Michael Myers as well, but upon further thought, maybe Art the Clown, because I know that I'm going to get, like, dismembered and, like, tortured in, like, a horrible, like, torture porn way. Like, my death is not going to be swift like it might be with Michael Myers, because, like,
he's from the Terrifier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to see him.
Actually, yeah.
But as a kid, I was, like, really, 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 like, irrationally afraid of Chucky. So I think if I saw him, because it's, like, a little doll.
But that's
doll.
Just child's play.
But that's just child's play. But I would also be like, I'm gay. Chucky, it's okay. I'm gay. I know have a gay son.
Gender fluid.
So I think I could maybe now, like, be like, don't hurt me. Think of your son. Think of beautiful Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah. No,
I'm
kind
of like a mix of those things, maybe.
He would want to kill me because I'd be like, I'm getting your bride. I'm like, she's mine. Jennifer Tilly, all mine.
And maybe, like, you could be a doll if you were killed by Chucky, because, like, Jennifer Tilly.
I don't know. I don't want to be a doll, though.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
Mm-mm. I want someone to pick me up. That'd be like, put me down.
You could bite them, like, and kill them, though.
I can do that regularly. I don't need to be a doll to do that.
I was playing The Sims two nights ago, and I have extreme violence installed, and this one, like, okay.
What?
Don't worry. I'll keep talking. Anyways, and this one, like, guy, just random guy, came to my Sims house, and
this was crazy.
He's, like, a professor, and so I was like, okay, decline, like, personal tutoring or whatever, and then he jumps on my Sim's back like Chucky and stabs her in the neck with a knife, and she gets killed. And I was like, what?
Over and over again.
Like over and over again. It was, like, actually crazy.
Hey, I'm your tutor, Art the Clown.
Bro. And Mr. Pennywise tutor here.
I think you're leaving out one of the best parts, which is that the person that got killed was literally an individual who was, like, chained up in a basement and used as a blood bag by a vampire.
Why'd you bring that up?
It just happened. But that was their first day of freedom. I think that makes it all the more sad. They literally opened the door like after being in a chained up in a basement and being like, "I'm free."
Yeah, my vampires had to, you know, get blood somehow. They were relatives of them. It was from my one Sim's past family. Mm-hmm. He like left. This doesn't. My Sim's lore doesn't matter.
It does to us.
It does.
But that's a tragic backstory. Speaking of tragic backstories, what like slasher universe or slasher figure do you think has like the best lore, like their background, like why are they the way they are?
I'm gonna
like,
go recent because this was a duology because I'm ignoring the third one that I wanted to bring up in this podcast, and I think that Pearl is a great
I need to watch that.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, so bad. I know I'll love it.
Literally, actually, I think that's a great answer for the question on what slasher would you be most scared of, because I have, like, a lot of social anxiety, and if she walked up to me and was like, "Do I look pretty?" I'd be like, "Oh, fuck, now I gotta talk to this old lady." But, I think in terms of, like, expanding a slasher, and, like, you don't get a lot of slasher films that explain why they are the way they are, and I think they did just a really good job kind of like putting her in that protagonist role and showing her descend to madness and showing kind of like the more, it's a very brave film in the sense that it doesn't shy away from showing the societal reasons that turn her into a monster.
Right. Mm. Monster.
She's my favorite monster.
I hope all Movie Maidens listeners have been keeping up with the recent season of Peacemaker.
Bro, one of the Movie Maidens isn't even caught up with Peacemaker, bro.
Can't get on that, bro.
I need to.
And whose fault is that?
It's mine.
And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm the new Movie
Maker. I believe in a James Gunn feature.
And that's why I'm here.
Peacemaker, and that's why I'm here. Yo, P, it's V.
Now, I know what that sounded like. Okay, anyone else? Best lore? Because do you guys really ever think about why are they the way that they are? Like, we know, like, actually, we don't really know with Michael Myers.
Yeah, we do, kind
of.
A little bit.
Like, we don't get, it's not, like, a little, though.
He's a fucked up kid. You get it in the remake, and it's awful, and everyone hated it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's a hillbilly who got bullied. His dad's, like, an abusive hillbilly.
Ooh, I have one.
Okay.
My favorite slasher backstory is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Leatherface.
Is somebody in his family's name Bubba? For some reason in my brain, I was like, Bubba.
I think they call him Bubba.
Yeah. Probably. Okay, I was like Bubba from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's what I call my cat.
That's also what I call my dog, Loki, sometimes.
Okay, so you guys are freaks.
No, because it's just kind of like, I don't know. Bubba. It's like Bubba.
It's like baby.
Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah, like, Bubba Sawyer.
Bubba Sawyer, yes. He Bubba has my Sawyer. Favorite lore. I feel so bad for him. I'm like, low-key, I need to get more into Texas Chainsaw Massacre because I love like the freaky family. Like, I love that like the grandpa is like withering away and like, aren't they feeding him stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like feeding him like he's fucked like decrepit. Up stuff. Yeah.
he is. I really wish that the listeners could see Parker's face right now after he said decrepit. You're like decrepit.
He's like decrepit.
He's like decrepit.
I was really proud of pulling that.
It was
word
like it was like a sad reality. He is decrepit, like though. It was like and it is.
I had a film prof who showed us this film that she made when she was a student in film school, and it's I gotta find the name of it.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, it's basically like a sequel from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, almost. It's not really, but it's kind of like the same vibe, and then they like with like cannibalism, I mean, and there's like this like wrestling ring, and then like this
okay
like,
all the same stuff
from, oh yeah, no but the cannibalism, that's the big part. Yeah. And then they sell it on the side of the road as like a big like taco stand or whatever
instead of at the gas station.
Don't they sell
the stuff at the gas station?
Yeah, they sell human meat hot dogs at the gas station.
Oh my gosh, my favorite scene from Texas Chainsaw Massacre is that scene in the car where he's kidnapped her and he's taking her back and he's like, you'll be all right, but then he just goes and like pretends to stab her. It does. I feel like there's like that's like a 2-minute scene uninterrupted of him just every now and then going
I know.
They're such rascals.
I would like Texas Chainsaw Massacre more. This is low-key fucked up of me, though, because I would like it more if she, like, screamed less.
I know. Oh. She's always like, oh, my God. I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre on, like, a weekend in Thanksgiving, I think. Mm-hmm. And right before I watched it, I had just spent an entire day with my three-year-old cousin who would not stop screaming. And I was literally going to kill him. I wasn't actually going to kill him. But, like, I was like, shut the fuck up. I didn't say that to him, obviously. He's three. But I was just like getting so annoyed, and then her scream was the exact same pitch as his like scream, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So that really ruined my viewing experience. But the movie that I was talking about by one of my film profs is called El Gigante.
Yo.
El Gigante.
I feel like I've heard of that.
El Gigante.
El Gigante.
Gigante?
Oh, that's an enemy in Resident Evil. That's why I've heard of that.
Lol. But in case you guys wanted to, you know, look it up on Letterboxd, it's on there.
Did you make this film? Is that why you're actually trying to promote it?
No, my film prof made it. Okay. Her name's Gigi. if you guys even care.
Yeah. But speaking of that, the screaming girl from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, she's definitely on my final girl shit list.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of final girls who I fucking hate. there are some annoying ass final girls.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, that is real. I forget her name, which is probably a problem, but I like the final girl from Scream.
Sydney Prescott.
Yeah, Sydney Prescott. Yeah.
Well, she is.
I really enjoy her.
I think she was written to be the quintessential. The quintessential kind
and
of.
And you know,
like,
what? They did a good
flip
job
on the trope.
Yeah.
Like, she's aware of the trope. She's aware of what happens to
she's
final
like,
girls.
I don't want to be the final
and she's
girl.
Like, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head before you get up. And she's awesome.
She is awesome.
I mean, she says it herself. Like, I'm not going to be like a blonde bimbo who runs up the stairs when I should be running out the front door. Like, yeah,
exactly.
She's great. Unlike, and then you have people like the final girl from Friday the 13th, Annie, who is the most clueless, dumb motherfucker you'll ever see in your life. And you'll be like, I wish you died. There are like 30 characters I wish survived instead of you.
Leo, new theory. Final girls are actually just a psyop to make people more misogynistic.
And it worked. I hate women now. I hate them all.
Glad we have you on this podcast.
Take a look around you, buddy.
Yeah, you're trapped in here with us.
No.
Bozo.
I'm the final boy of
this podcast. No, I don't want to be the final boy.
But the reason I wanted to bring up Annie specifically, I was talking a little bit about this earlier, but my first ever slasher film was Friday the 13th Part 2. It's the first one I ever saw. And I think the opening to that movie is hilarious because Annie escapes. She's the sole survivor of the first film. She moves far away from Camp Crystal Lake to some unnamed city. And Jason Voorhees, who is not the killer in the first film, who is a little boy, who has no idea what's going on, in the opening of Friday the 13th Part 2, shows up to her apartment completely on the other side of, like, the world, probably, and kills her.
What?
And then in the next scene, he's back at Camp Crystal Lake.
Bro,
what?
He was like, let me just take care of that real quick.
Got in a plane and fucking flew out. To whatever city she was living in just to kill her.
That's probably, like, actually the, like, most roundabout way to, like, write off an actress that, like, doesn't want to be in the second film.
I was like, literally never mention her again.
Yeah, just be like, no one's heard from her since or something like that. Like,
it's so ridiculous.
Bruh.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
You just influenced me not to watch those movies.
I know. Friday the 13th Part 2 rules. Don't get me wrong.
We have a friend that really likes the Friday the 13th.
Yes,
series.
We do.
So,
wait, who?
I actually don't want to give him the satisfaction of saying his name on this podcast because I'm actually not even sure he's listened to the couple of episodes before this. So
he hasn't.
So he doesn't get the reward of me mentioning his name.
And cut this part out.
And cut this out. Cut this out, though. No. And actually cut it out. But speaking of films that we know people that know people, or
yep,
you know the creator. Sure.
Actually. Yes.
Me and Hitchcock chopping it up.
There's a film.
Me and Alfred?
Yo.
Me and Alf?
Me and Alfred.
Hitch?
Me and Alfred be like.
We got hitched.
And cocked.
And he got cocked. Damn. I got hitched.
Yo.
Cut that out.
What are you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
No, I snort laugh. But. There's a film, guys, called Secret Santa. It was made by Mike McCurran. I hope I'm saying that right. I should know how to say that. But a friend of one of our instructors here at Laurier, Dr. Drew Jeffries, and he hosted a screening of this with the director in our first year, I think. Second year here at Laurier. And honestly, it's really fun. It's really fun. And if you want to watch it, it's on Tubi. So free. Tubi is great because the ads give you time to discuss.
Literally.
But then on the flip side, the ads in Amazon Prime make my blood boil.
Yeah, because it's always the dumb freaking Trivago ad where the guy's like, wah, 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 and it's like, I don't care. I'm never using Trivago.
Or it's like, I'm already paying for this. Why am I getting advertised to? But Tubi's free. Yeah. So I'm like, this makes sense that there's ads.
I'm like, you need to make a living.
It's like how McDonald's still has ads. Like, everyone goes to fucking McDonald's. You don't need more
but
ads.
But you need to advertise what they're selling. Like, what if they took away fries?
But everyone, everyone goes to McDonald's because you think of it. Why do you think of McDonald's? Because you're always seeing freaking ads for it.
Yo.
I guess not everyone's me who just goes to McDonald's and gets fucking 5 burgers every day.
55 burgers, 55 shakes, 55 fries.
Bro, I am not going into a single McDonald's until they release Uncle O'Grimacy from captivity.
He's going to be a slasher pretty soon.
Uncle O'Grimacy?
Uncle O'Grimacy. He was taking...
Uncle O'Grimacy?
He has ties to the IRA.
What? Uncle O... Grimacy?
Whoa.
Wait, what the fuck?
What? He's green?
Looks like the Grinch.
Uncle O'Grimacy is a McDonaldland character. He is Grimace's Irish uncle.
Yeah, what? Free Uncle O'Grimacy.
Created for a McDonald's commercial that promoted green milkshakes, which were called Shamrock Shakes. Why is it saying like Shamrock Shakes don't exist anymore?
Oh, he's the mascot of the Shamrock Shake.
He is. And he's locked up?
Well, why is it saying this like
he's the reason they never have any fucking Shamrock Shakes.
No, they have it every year.
I never knew that they were mint flavored until I got
one. Yes, and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
I didn't know they were mint until someone told me like a couple of years ago.
Because I just figured it was like vanilla with green food coloring.
Yeah, I just thought it would taste like green. Yeah, but I guess I never really thought about it too much of what green would taste like.
I actually had my first McDonald's burger like last year, and I didn't love it.
Ever?
Yeah. My family doesn't like McDonald's, so I only ever got like their fries and their ice cream, you know, the two healthiest things on the menu.
My mom now only lets me get ice cream from McDonald's.
Fair. So
I'm probably going to McDonald's right after this.
So I had a Big Mac and I was like, I don't like that there's a piece of bread in the middle.
You didn't lick the sauce off the
There was
the
a
bun.
Piece of bread in the middle?
Yeah, it's like two it goes patty, some
I've
stuff.
Never had a Big Mac.
Fuck no, it goes bun, patty, bun, patty, bun.
I've had like a small, like, you know, the hamburgers they give to babies?
Juniors?
Yeah.
The ones, if it has no sesame seeds, you know it's a baby burger at McDonald's.
Yeah. I had a baby burger once, but the thing is they put sauce on it, even though I told them not to, and then I refused to eat it. My parents got upset at me.
That's awesome.
At the mall food court. Mm. They're not actually upset. They're like, well, we got you burger. And I was like, I don't like the burger. There's sauce on it.
Wait, but sometimes at McDonald's you get muffin.
Actually, okay. I will
That's actually
get muffin.
Not true. I just realized that.
Okay, but yes, I will get baked good from McDonald's. I will get fries from McDonald's. I will get ice cream from McDonald's. Mm-hmm. The chicken nuggets, I will not anymore. I used to be obsessed with them.
How are we supposed to believe you now?
Dora says McDonald's order is always so funny. If I'm ordering McDonald's, I'm like, do you want anything? She's like,
I was like, I'll get some hotcakes.
And a muffin.
I'm like, muffin, hotcakes. And oh, you know what?
They have pie. They have apple pie, and I really enjoy their apple pie.
Yo.
It's kind of like in a Danish kind of thing.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's like warm that, apple pie. That like hits the spot. So I guess my McDonald's order would also be kind of crazy.
So Morgan's also lying, and notice how you guys jumped on me immediately and how no one said anything
That's
to her.
That's because you're a nefarious liar, whereas Morgan, you know, it's like she only does it sometimes.
You didn't even say anything about the fact she never had McDonald's burger ever in her life until one day ago.
My family
I believe
just,
that, though.
No, like actually.
No, I do believe that, actually. No.
Yeah, my family, we had like Wendy's and Harvey's and stuff.
That's actually awesome. Not Harvey's. Wendy's. Wendy's is awesome.
You don't like Harvey's? Okay.
Bro.
Enough about burgers.
You know, you know what? Slasher would love McDonald's.
The Hamburglar.
Leatherface. Red both right. Check fish.
The Hamburglar.
Both right. Both correct answers.
The Hamburglar is not a slasher.
William Afton.
Because of the ball pit.
You know what? Are we considering him a slasher figure?
Who?
He is a slasher figure.
For what? Sure.
And you know,
from Five Nights at Freddy's. The one to kill the children.
Purple guy. Urpil? And why is he Urpil?
He walked up. Wait. He slashed some kids.
So is the Five Nights at Freddy movie with Josh Hutcherson a slasher? Have any of you guys seen it?
I have.
I saw it in theaters.
I would not consider it a slasher.
Not enough kills.
No.
Because the kills all of the child murders off screen. So it's
And you're like, I wanted to see that.
It's about all some like robot or something.
Yeah.
There's some guy who wants to be a security guard, but he says he can't work nights, and it's like, you're going to work nights, buddy.
Oh my
God, Five Nights at Freddy's. And he thinks that he like compulsively thinks that every single human who interacts with a child is trying to kidnap them. So at the mall, he sees a guy like talk to a child, and he runs up and tackles him into a fountain.
Yeah, and he's a mall security guard.
And so he gets fucking fired.
Whoa. I did not know the lore.
Yeah,
it's
a great movie.
It's fine. Yeah,
it was Josh Hutcherson.
I was entertained.
I think that people hating on it need to take a deep breath and realize it's a Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Literally, if you guys want to.
Okay, so Parker just got freaking hashtag exposed.
Yeah, I don't like that movie.
That's fair. I think it's like a great like movie to like pack a bowl and like rip a bong and then watch.
Slashers like, are like the perfect.
Says the woman who's never like,
no, I
a
haven't.
Bong
but that's what I imagine.
You know, this is the perfect movie to just, you know, just light up with some heroin, just, you know, just melt some crack.
Whoa.
I've never done it before, but.
How do you guys feel about the new trend of taking kind of like childhood mascots and like taking something innocent from our childhood and turn them
into slashers? Are you talking about
the
Winnie the Pooh slasher?
I'm talking about all of that stuff.
I think that people need to, you know, be like, you were a child once and you're not anymore, and that's fine.
I think that people need to get original ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's like, that's like the new thing. It's like, oh, it's fair use. Time to fucking make a slasher movie of it.
Literally.
Time to corrupt this beloved childhood. What if your beloved childhood favorite character was actually killing people and having sex?
But there are some good ones.
Are you gonna
like
the mean one is a masterpiece
with the Grinch,
of course.
The mean one is a 10
You're a mean one.
Out of 10 film. It's beautiful. I think in terms of Grinch adaptations, it is not bottom three.
Wow,
Parker
not
is a Grinch
three.
Expert.
I'm a Grinch.
He's like the biggest.
He's a Seussologist.
for Christmas, you guys are doing a Grinch episode, and I'm gonna be there.
Oh, are we?
Yep.
I guess I could watch the rest of Jim Carrey the Grinch.
Yep. You can watch. You didn't even finish the movie.
I don't know. It was like playing at a Christmas party when I was younger, and I watched like half of it, and then I think I left.
Okay, well that's okay. That's fine.
Sorry to ruin the movie.
No, the anger. I was just letting Parker speak to his anger. His like fist is clenched under.
You guys
the table.
Can't see this, but I did just take out a knife and kill Morgan.
Morgan, blink twice if you took out a knife.
Enough of that.
Guys, they're lying. I didn't get killed. I'm still here.
And you ruined it. You ruined the surprise.
And the joke is over.
And the bit's over. And the bit's over.
When you're in elementary school and you say something to the older kids, they're like, big chungus. You're like, big chungus. And they're like, okay, now the joke's over.
Okay, you don't even know what that means.
Okay, but you don't
even know what it means. What do you think that means, huh? You don't know.
See, that's me as an adult when I say anything to my adult friends. You don't know what that means.
You're a fucking idiot. Everyone's an
idiot
but me.
Everyone's a fucking idiot but me.
Slugs.
Okay.
I want to stop you from being happy.
This is true.
Subliminal messages.
Talking about stopping being happy, what slasher franchise would you say has had the best legacy, and what needs to actually just stop right now?
Halloween was so close.
Oh, it was.
Halloween was so close. Yeah. Is it time to talk a little bit about Halloween Ends, Margo?
Yes, it is.
Evil Dies Tonight.
Halloween Ends is probably my least favorite slasher movie ever made.
That's
I saw it
so
in theaters.
Real. I also saw it in theaters.
I think I was also there.
We all
I think
saw
all
it together.
Four of us saw it together in theaters.
Wow.
How convenient. It's almost like we're friends.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No freaking way.
We found Parker on the side of the street.
Disaster. It's like, why would I want to watch some like emo rando jump Michael Myers and steal his mask?
No.
And like it was like it's a legacy film. That sets up this new slasher that I guess is going to carry on the mantle. And then he's unceremoniously killed. And then we watch the same scene we saw in the first reboot film. We see Jamie Lee Curtis. She fights Michael Myers and she kills him.
Literally.
And what? Doesn't that happen like okay. every movie?
Here's yes. here's my yeah. big question though about Halloween Ends. Do you guys think the new young slasher guy, what is his name?
Corey.
Corey?
Yeah.
Do you guys think Corey and Michael explored each other's bodies? Ooh. In that sewer?
If it was, it was definitely like unconsensual because, because Michael Myers was not having any of what Corey was putting down. Like Corey clearly wanted like a mentor-mentee relationship.
Yeah, and he didn't like
and he
that.
Didn't get it. And we there were some off-screen moments in that sewer where like they he tackles him and pulls him off screen. And I would hope nothing of that.
Happened. I have never in my life like been like, bro, leave Michael Myers alone.
Yeah.
Leave that until I watched that movie. I was like, yo, what is like, you can't make him like you. Like, he doesn't like anyone. He doesn't speak. Like, he doesn't like with Corey. I was like, it's like an Incredibles. Like, you're not like Wonder Boy or whatever. He's like clenching.
Oh, he's
his
Syndrome?
He's Syndrome. he's like to Michael Myers what Syndrome is to Mr. Incredible.
He pulls up to the final scene like, I'm your biggest fan.
Literally. Literally.
Do you guys think they're going to bring Corey back?
I really hope not.
I don't. I think they need to kill. I think Evil Dies Tonight. I think they
Evil
need to
dies
end Halloween.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I think they fucked it. It's over.
They did.
Yeah, I don't know why they just didn't like make an actual conclusion. Like, why does everything need to be set up for another movie?
I don't know. This has always been like franchise slop, though. Like,
That's
like
true.
We got the Jamie Lee Curtis timeline where she's Michael's sister.
Yeah, why are there multiple timelines? I never understood that
because they just kept remaking it. There's like a whole
just
plot
a bunch of
line,
retconning.
Yeah, where I think it's that same timeline where it's like her daughter, because she dies in a car accident, and then her daughter has prophetic dreams and is stalked by Michael. The thing with this timeline too is Michael's powers and his immortality come from ancient magic.
Is this curse of Michael?
Okay,
Myers?
So when I ask about freaking coolest lore, you guys didn't bring up Michael
I was
Myers
gonna,
ancient magic.
I don't think it's cool.
I
like it. I like this timeline. I find it amusing. I don't find it actually like. Interesting because it's mainly following a little girl.
The thing about Halloween
it's not very...
is they keep coming up with ideas and then immediately they're like, that's a terrible idea. And then they retcon.
Scrap it, dump it,
yeah,
dump
they're
it,
like,
scrap
dump
it.
That's a good idea. Just dump it.
Dump it.
What would you do if you could write another Halloween movie?
I'd bring back Corey.
Okay, first of all, Corey starring it.
Corey is the main character.
And he plays everyone, one man show.
It's Corey and the little girl from the stupid psychic
And Jamie
timeline.
Lee Curtis narrates it.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is writing her stupid fucking diary from Halloween
Ends.
Oh
my fucking
She's like,
God.
I think evil is finally
You know
over.
What I didn't understand about Halloween Ends is her daughter's like, yo, get over it.
Oh
her daughter's
my gosh,
like, yo,
yes.
can you get over it? It's like, no, man. I actually don't think I'd stop talking about it a day in my life if that happened to me.
Literally. She's like, Mom, why are we living out in the woods doing training drills all the time? Because your mother was almost murdered. Like,
continually, over and over again.
You guys are so right. But the one thing that annoys me about that whole arc is, like, Laurie Strode. Three of her high school friends die in that tragic accident.
Literally.
She's traumatized for life. It's really sad. She is literally traumatized until she is a grandmother. That's mm-hmm. fucked up. I just find it funny that when her daughter dies, her daughter is killed
literally.
By Michael Myers. She moves on in 1 year.
She does. She moves on so fast.
She took her advice. She took her advice, guys. You can't be mad.
Actually, insane.
Bro, doesn't her husband die too? The daughter's husband?
The daughter's husband dies, but she didn't. Jamie Lee Curtis didn't give a fuck about that guy.
No, of course not. But honestly, I think it would have made more sense had in Halloween 2, like the whole like them being siblings thing wasn't a thing and the timeline was built from there. I think that's why I like Halloween 2 so much because without them being siblings.
It's a great movie.
Like it's a fantastic movie and it has fantastic kills. Again, hospital, such a good place
that
for kills
fucking,
to occur.
The hot, that melting hot water
yes.
kill.
Oh my God. I'll never forget the melting in hot water kill.
Amazing.
So good. The first time I watched that was on like a Halloween night too.
I think my first time was also on a Halloween night.
Yeah. Like all cozy, yeah. like in my costume still, eating my candy bars. Ugh, so good.
Yeah, I love it. I think the new trilogy is missing the Dr. Loomis. Dr. Loomis
Bro,
is the best.
I wanted to look this up, but is the actor that played him, like, wasn't he like low-key off the rails a little bit?
Almost certainly. You can't do a performance like that unless you're actually clinically insane.
You know what? I believe it. I believe it.
And Malcolm McDowell was Dr. Loomis in the Rob Zombie.
I've yet to see those
films.
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
I've literally only seen three Halloween movies. Let me tell you which ones. I have seen Halloween 2018. I have seen Halloween Kills 2021.
I love that
and
one.
And I've seen Halloween Ends.
Oh, so you've only seen the new trilogy. That's not, you know what? That's not the word. That, you know, no, that's bad.
I only have ever wanted to watch the first movie, and I've only ever watched not the first.
I have seen the new trilogy and the original film, I think.
Okay.
See, that's what I wanted to be on.
So you've seen that full continuity. That's good.
Wow, yeah. You've seen a full timeline.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen most of a film timeline.
I'm just locked in.
You could definitely stop there, for sure.
I will. Okay. Oh,
I'm actually not watching any more movies ever again.
No more.
You guys are actually kind of convincing me to watch Halloween 2.
It's really good.
It sounds fun.
And the actor that played Loomis was not drunk. That was actually just a speculative theory, but it was proven false. Aww. And that's about Halloween 5. But low-key, his acting for Loomis just gets more and more exaggerated to the point where I genuinely, as a viewer, did think he was intoxicated for most of the filming of the movies. Because he's like, he's evil! He's like staggering and was like swaying.
I always, I never liked the direction they took his character.
Yeah, he goes crazy.
Because like, to me, it's like he is supposed to be the one person who like sees the brightness in Michael and like tries
literally
to like bring that. Because he was his child psychologist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's the one person who has that connection to his innocence that is still alive. And it's just like, it's just, and they push that so hard in the Rob Zombie where it's like, he's a monster. I see only darkness behind his eyes. And it's like,
Zombie Mike.
Literally. But at the same time, Zombie Mike.
Zombie Mike check.
Mike.
At the same time, like, it is like weird that direction they put it in, but low-key sometimes when I'm watching it I see him doing that and I just read it as like, yeah, if I was Michael and I killed my sister when I was a kid and then I have a therapist who every day is like, you're evil, you're the spawn of Satan, I'd also become Michael Myers.
Just like while he's asleep, like whispering, you're fucking,
you would just start brutally
evil.
Murdering people.
Yeah, to be fair. To be fair, I think if I was a psychologist and this little boy tried to kill his sister, I'd be like, you're fucking evil, dude. I don't know if there's anything I can do to help you. But I understand that wasn't his perspective, so it doesn't make sense for him.
But like, and Loomis is so theatrical about it. He's not even like, you're evil. He's like, you're evil, Michael.
You know what my favorite plot hole in Halloween 1 is? The absolute best plot hole in all of slasher cinema?
Murder is illegal.
Is that Michael Myers, who's been in an instance in a insane asylum since he was a little boy, escapes by
driving a car. Yes.
He gets in a car and he drives.
He just drives.
Away.
He knows how to do it.
Well, I guess it's just like in the movies. Yabba dabba doo.
He's trying to
like, wait, there's a bomb to this
that
car.
That kid grew up playing some GTA 5, for sure.
You think, yo, that actually, that's how to like speed run a Michael Myers. Stop. Is it get a baby, just give them GTA 5?
If they made a fourth Halloween timeline, it would be Dr. Loomis being like, GTA 5 did it. He's violent.
You're not evil,
of GTA
son.
5.
The game is.
Hop off of GTA 5.
Rockstar's the real
violence
evil
in video
here.
Games.
Work shed.
Bro, that's the slasher I would most want to see in the street. And because I would be
Ash Williams. Oh no, you got me.
No.
Oh, what? That arm's really cool. I bet it's really practical.
Wow.
I'll swallow
You're
it.
So good. Whoa. With that shotgun.
Is that thing an oil guzzler? Do you guys think that?
Oh, yeah. He's always revving the shit out of his chainsaw arm. It's definitely a gas guzzler.
Yeah, just like in Texas Chainsaw. Guys, oil, politics.
The meat industry.
Yes.
Vegans.
Rich versus poor.
Literally.
The haves and the have-nots.
The outsiders.
Reaganomics.
The Southern Gothic.
Ooh. Neoliberalism.
Does Night of the Hunter count as a slasher?
Oh, interesting.
Yo.
It's definitely like a Southern
Yo,
Gothic
when you're,
tale.
When you're, when you're
it's
Southern.
Kind of like
Loki,
a horror fairy tale.
It is. I love that movie. That's
Pastor slasher.
One of my favorites.
Like, if I was ever really to compare good. Night of the Hunter with a film, it would be Five Nights at Freddy's because a lot of the murder happens off screen.
True.
Yes, and it's all with little kids.
Yeah.
And it's all of women, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when women die in a movie, you're like, they're not a real person.
Well, everyone's like, not, not the hunter, everyone's like, they'll be like, this is the most beautiful frame of a movie I've ever seen. And it's a woman, like, underwater her corpse.
It's like a woman after being slut-shamed by this, like, pastor, like, dying.
Bro, if I see Robert Mitchum, like him in that or in Cape Fear, bro, I am walking the other way. I'm scared.
Yeah, Night of the Hunter is the last person I want. I'm just going to refer to him as Night of the Hunter.
I think the last person I would want to see, the last slasher I want to see is the fucking leprechaun.
Oh,
he will follow you anywhere.
That's what's at the end
of the
spot.
He'll follow you to the hood. He'll follow you to space.
Bro, and you sound ridiculous. The leprechaun's following
Ice Cream Man. Ice Cream Man. I wouldn't want to see Ice Cream Man. I don't want to get put into ice cream. That's cruel and twisted because I love eating ice cream and I would hate if there was people.
The Ice Cream Man from the comic?
No, Ice Cream Man.
From the comic series?
They made a movie, though.
Oh, they made a movie.
And it's getting a second one, actually.
The last one I would want to see is the Ice Cream Man from R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour.
Oh. Look, Ice Cream Man.
Because if you climb in his ice cream truck, he goes, it's all you can eat. And then you're stuck in there.
Damn, I don't want to eat ice cream that's made from my friends.
Apparently, you understand why in the second film. Apparently, you understand. At page 60, you understand why a man would want to put people in his ice cream.
To be fair, you have to have a really high IQ to understand the Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, that was for real thinkers.
That's the real thinkers
and
stinkers.
And Blinko from
The Price is Right.
Yes!
Blinko.
Always be sure to neuter your pets.
Spay and neuter your pets. I'm Bob Barker. I'm not, I wish.
On that note.
Yeah, this has been Parker.
This has been Parker.
This has been me.
Thanks for coming on, Parker. We really appreciate you lending your expertise on slashers.
You guys having me.
Of course.
And I'm really glad you had a good time because I actually don't care about you at all. Psych, this is all actually a joke. Psych, this is actually, I'm actually going to kill you.
I'm really excited for the new movie.
Okay. Anyways, thank you for listening to this episode. Yes. And we will hear you, or you'll hear us.
We'll hear you.
Next week.
Always spay and neuter your pet.
This was actually just an excuse for me to hang out with you guys.
That's awesome. As of recording this right now, after we stop recording this, in a couple of hours, the finale of Peacemaker will come out. And I know this will be, you'll be listening to this after it's already done, but isn't that awesome,
guys? There's going to be some fucking slashing.
By Eagly.
Hopefully.
By Eagly and Vigilante.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.